بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلف الصالحین رضی اللہ عنہم کے اخلاق میں سے ایک یہ ہے کہ وہ لوگوں کو نیکی کی تلقین کرتے اور برائی سے روکتے، اگرچہ وہ خود اس پر عمل نہ کرے اور برائی سے نہ رکے. علامہ شاہ رانی رحمۃ اللہ سے پریکٹسز آف دا کیریکٹر آف دا سلف الصالحین واز to always instruct people, order them to do good and to prevent them and prohibit them from doing evil, even if they themselves did not fully practice on what they are preaching. Usually people say that you must, when a person reminds others or admonishes them, gives them good advice, and they say that you must sweep in front of your own door. Or say that is the effect of pride, of takabbur. If someone should give them good advice about the dunya, about money, then they will very quickly accept it. But if they are given good advice pertaining to the amal, pertaining to the akhirat, and then they will reject it, rebuff it, like shaitan, takabbur, pride. So even if one is not fully practicing, then also it is necessary to make amar bil ma'ruf. Amar bil ma'ruf means to command, to order what is good. Nahi anil munkar means to prohibit, to prevent from evil. That is a duty upon everyone. It's not amar bil ma'ruf, nahi anil munkar. It's not an obligation only on the ulama, only, and does not mean that it's one should only give bayan and talks, lectures. That's amar bil ma'ruf. No, everyone has the obligation of amar bil ma'ruf. This Rasul said, "Kullukum ra'in." Every one of you is a shepherd. Kullukum mas'ulun an ra'yatikum, and every one of you will be questioned about your flock. The Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will question everyone. Everyone will be responsible for their flock. Parents are responsible for their children. The parent has to constantly prohibit the children from evil and order them, command them, teach them for good, even if they themselves are not practicing. Does not mean that because they are not practicing what is good, so they have to now neglect the children also. No, it still remains a duty, the thing. The ruler, the Khalifa, the king, is responsible for the entire nation. The Sheikh is responsible for his murids, the ustad, his flock, his students, and the employer, his flock, consists of his workers, the Muslim workers. It is his duty to ensure that they perform their salat, for example, they carry out their other dini obligations. If the worker fails in any duty, worldly duty, or he violates any term of his contract, then the employer, the boss, will take objection and become annoyed and deduct from his salary. But as far as the Sharia is concerned, it is also his duty to ensure that his employees, for example, perform salat. That should also be a term, a condition of the work contract. That is the wajib duty of the employer. So this was the practice of the Salaf-e-Salihin. At all times, they would carry out this duty of Amar bil Maruf, Nahi anil Munkar. Is khulq se aaj kal bahut se log khali hai. See, nowadays, Allama Shahrani Rahmatullah Alayhi, he looked 500 years ago. So he's speaking of his time, and our time is even worse. He says that very few people are practicing on this command of Amar bil Maruf, Nahi Anil Munkar. Jo kisi Sheikh Sadiq ki bait nahi hai, aur kehte hai ki Amar bil Maruf wohi kar sakta hai, jo khud tamam gunahon se taib ho, aur hum log to gunahon mein ghar ke, ye qaul ulama amilin ke khilaf hai. Those people who do not have a Sheikh Sadiq or a spiritual guide to guide them properly, they say their idea about Amar bil Maruf is, no, that we are sinners, and as long as a person has not repented fully, then it's not possible for him to practice on this teaching. Alright, they say you must practice what you preach. That is right, you must practice what you preach. But it does not mean that if you do not practice, you must not preach. That is, these are two different duties. One is to practice, make amal, and the other is to amar bil ma'ruf nahi anil munkar. There's something else. So the people, they justify their failure to observe this obligation in this baseless manner. That, no, we are still sinners. Everyone is a sinner, and there will never come a time that a person will be sinless. Only the Anbiya are sinless. So we will always be sinful. So if everyone has to wait until he is sinless, which is an objective, a goal which you will never reach, then obviously the duty and this obligation of Amar bil Maruf Nahi Anil Munkar will die out. No one will make Amal on it. Hadith Sharif mein aaya hai ki Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala ne farmaya, humne Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam se arz ki, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kya hum Amar bil Maruf aur Nahi Anil Munkar kya kare, हाँ खुद इस पर पूरी तरह कारबंद हो या न. हजरत अबू हुरैरा रज़ियल्लाहु ताला अन्हु या रसूलुल्लाह शुड बी प्रैक्टिस ऑन दिस अमर बिल मारूफ नहीं अनिल मुनकर, इवन दो वी फुली डू नॉट एडहियर टू इट, वी डू नॉट प्रैक्टिस ऑन ऑल द गुड डीड, नो टू बी प्रोहिबिट और एब्सटेन फ्रॉम ऑल द इवल डीड. आपने फरमाया हाँ अमर बिल मारूफ करो, नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, यस यू प्रैक्टिस अमर बिल मारूफ, हाँ खुद उस पर कार्बन नो, इवन इफ यू आर नॉट प्रैक्टिसिंग ऑन दैट व्हाट यू आर ऑर्डरिंग, यू मस्ट कंटिन्यू मेकिंग अमर बिल मारूफ. और नहीं अनिल मुनकर हाँ करो, हाँ खुद इससे पूरी तरह बाज न रह सको. And you must continue prohibiting and preventing others from evil, even if you yourself do not abstain fully from it. Amir al-Mu'mineen Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala farmate the ke jo shakhs burai se roke aur fasiqon se dil adawat rakhe aur jab haramat ilahi ki parwah na ki jaye to naraz ho to Allah ta'ala भी उसके वास्ते नाराज होता है. अली रज़ी अल्लाह तआला से दैट व्हेन अ पर्सन ही प्रिवेंट्स और ही प्रिहिबिट्स फ्रॉम ईविल एंड ही हैज हेटर्स इन हिज हार्ट फॉर द फिस्क द फासिक कमिट फिस्क सन्स एंड देन ही डेवलप्स हेटर्ड फॉर द एक्शंस. And when he sees the laws of Allah Ta'ala being violated, then he becomes displeased and he grieves. Then Allah Ta'ala also grieves for him. Because of Allah, in other words, Allah Ta'ala is pleased with him. When he grieves Allah Ta'ala for his sake, Allah Ta'ala also grieves. Now, because he, for Allah Ta'ala's sake, he this pleasure is for Allah Ta'ala's sake, comes in the hadith, Al-Khubh fillah wal-Bukhs fillah, that love is for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and hatred is also for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. If someone, if people, displease Allah Ta'ala, then it is necessary for the mu'min also to be displeased with them. If one does not feel any hurt or any grief in the heart when you observe Allah Ta'ala's laws, ahkam, being violated, then you must understand that there is a great deficiency in your iman. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.